This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Last hour on Morning Edition, we welcomed Roopa Shenoy to this program as the incoming host of Morning Edition starting on Monday, as this day, this moment, is my last day as host of this program after 27 years of sitting in this chair. I'm going to transition to a reporter's role for a few months, and then at 67, we'll see what's next. Mm-hmm. But right now, for a few minutes, I want to say goodbye to our Morning Edition listeners and a few other people, and to help me out and to make sure I don't cry my way out the door, Robin Young from Here and Now joins us now, my longtime friend and colleague, and this morning my emotion monitor. Good morning, Robin.
Oh, you picked the wrong person to be here. I got my tissues here. There's a gurney outside the door. There's two people in white coats, just in case. But, you know, I can hear it in your voice. You're excited about this.
I'm excited about this. And, of course, it's time to go after 27 years. It's been a great ride. Most people, you know, don't last this long in morning radio. Mm. And when I first started here in the 1990s, and I haven't said this to anyone yet.
Scoop.
But I thought that I'd be here a year or two max, and that was it.
Yeah.
So, as John Lennon famously said, I hope I've passed the audition.
I think you got the job. But there's a couple of things I know you want to clear up, Bob.
Yes. Well, I'd like to clear up a couple of mysteries, if I might. On social media and in emails for years, there have been questions that focus on my accent, I guess
accent?
You'd call it. Well, it's the way Bob Oakes says Oakes. Some people hate it. Some people like it. Some just tolerate it. And many people say, where the heck is this guy from? People have guessed Ohio, Pennsylvania, from all over the Rust Belt, among other places. So here's the disclosure that answers these questions after all this time. So you can stop writing me. My dad was from Nova Scotia, which is why Oakes is Oakes. He came to the U.S. after World War II. So where did we grow up? The Rust Belt? Nope.
No.
Wista.
Wista.
Wista. Can't you just tell?
Wista. That's why you say Boston's NPR news station.
Yeah. I'll see you at the WooSox ballpark in Wista next season.
Okay. So that's cleared up. And I know that, you know, you've been thinking about some of your favorite moments. We've got so many. What are some of yours?
Well, you know, I think it's hard to pick. I think it's hard to pick one. It's even hard to pick, even a few. But all the interviews over all the years with so many politicians, so grateful for the access that we've had over the years. The trip that I took a few years ago with my then Morning Edition field producer, now great WBUR reporter Shannon Dooling to Vietnam, along with the Massachusetts Marines, who were among the last off the roof of the U.S. Embassy when Saigon was evacuated at the end of the Vietnam War, is something that will stick with me for a long time,
I think I have a little bit of that. Let's just listen.
With the playing of taps, each of the former Marine security guards laid a red rose at the foot of the plaque, saluting their fallen comrades.
Well, I mean, I'm going to stay with serious moments for just a minute, Bob Oakes, because they come to me. 9/11. I'll never forget you running down the hall to our office on Here and Now, and you said, there's something's going on. There's a commuter plane has smashed into one of the World Trade Towers. And, of course, the day unfolded, and you became the national voice of coverage for NPR. The NYC broadcast equipment was knocked out by the tower collapses.
Right.
You became the voice that day. You alerted to it. Us to it, but also we have to go to 20 years ago. I mean, the Boston Marathon bombing. And I know we're coming up on the marathon. This is still so tender. But I remember 5 days after the bombing. I mean, this, everyone knows, shattered lives, shattered limbs, shattered our sense of security.
Right.
And you helped restore some of that. I remember the fifth day after, when the entire city was in lockdown, the bombers had been on the run. One was killed. One was hunkering down in Watertown. All of Watertown, Massachusetts, and much of this area was in lockdown. And you spoke to our colleague, John Peck, who was hiding in his basement hearing gunshots. Let's listen to that.
The two suspects apparently exchanged gunfire then on the ride with police to Watertown, throwing explosive devices out the window, according to what police just said. Now there's a manhunt on in Watertown. WBUR's Jonathan Peck is on the live with us, live again right now, because as we heard a few minutes ago, police had gathered on the porch of a home near his home in Watertown. And now, Jonathan, they're moving into the house.
Yes, it looks like about a dozen or more.
Boy, did your heart race even hearing that now?
Yeah, you know, that for me, for the entire city of Boston, for the entire region, those moments were so tense. And for me personally, that was my longest marathon on the air during the hunt for the suspects.
And you know, we're not only the national voice of coverage. Every station in the country picked it up. They picked it up internationally because it was so clear, so firm, so steady, your hand on the helm there. And you mentioned politicians. You've gotten things out of some of them nobody else has ever heard. I just want to – here's a little of Governor Baker recently. You were asking him if he was going to run for a third term.
So, Bob, I'm just curious to know if when you got to around the 15-year mark, anybody said to you, gee, Bob, you've been doing this every single morning, 5 days a week for 15 years. Do you really want to keep doing it? And I got a feeling your answer to that was yes. And as a result, we have been blessed to have you for way more than 15 years on our radio every morning in our homes and in our cars.
Well, I was trying to get the governor to tell us whether he was going to run for re-election, and I failed in that.
Yeah, and he said to you, hey, here, you're retiring. So, Bob Pookie, you know how much we love you, and can't wait to see what you do.
So we want to say that not everything gets on the air here at WBUR. So we thought we'd kind of go out with a little bit of a, hopefully putting a little smile on your face, with a little taste of some funny moments that have never been heard on the air. Thanks to Mike Toda, our technical director, who's put this tape together. This is Bob Oakes. This is Bob Oakes speaking slowly to you. Hello, kids. This is Bob Oakes.
Hello, good morning.
Listener, want a cracker? This is Bob Oakes. I'm sorry, I just burst in there like a kid.
Oh, hello, everybody. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll play a few games and read a little news.
In 3, 2, 1...
From Boston University, this is WBUR. Understand it's a public radio station in Boston. Thank you. Continue.
Including the Peanut Butter Cup, the Butterscotch, and the Red Monster. This is WBUR in Boston at 6:45. What of it? You hear that? It's back. Woo, 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 woo.
Oh, that's on tape.
Like I said, stuff that never got on the air for good reasons.
Well, and maybe you should have rethought that, but there you go.
Well, we can put it on the air right at the end as I walk out the door.
Yeah, but I know you want to say something to the listeners.
Right, and we got to wrap this up. This goodbye is already way too long. So I want to say a couple of words to our listeners this morning. First of all, thank you very much for hanging in there all these years. Thank you for really the countless phone calls, the letters, emails, the texts, the messages on social media, occasional words of praise, occasional words of criticism, and all very appreciated. I hope I don't get into trouble for what I'm about to say next, but ask me if I care.
Who cares?
We just had a great WBUR fall fundraiser that ended yesterday, but frankly, it fell just a little bit short. So I was hoping,
oh no,
you folks on the other end of the radio, that on my last day, if you didn't get a chance to give, would you go to the website, WBUR.org, and give a pledge in any amount? And think of it this way, that pledge is helping to boot me out the door.
God, always till the last second.
I live in this very old house in central Massachusetts with a Fieldstone foundation. I'm in the basement last night because we're having some work done, and I'm looking around at these rocks, these solid rocks that have held this house up for over 150 years, and I realize that they're just like you, our listeners. They held my house up. You hold us up. You are our solid foundation. And thank you for all that support for so many years. Thank you. In print this morning at WBUR.org, in a piece I wrote, I say thanks to a lot of people, but right now, as I look at them through the glass, I save my biggest and most heartfelt thanks to our longtime WBUR Morning Edition team, our executive producer, Dan Guzman, our tech director, Mike Toda, our senior news writer, Sarah Rose Brenner. Don't dare just call me Sarah. You are all the best in the business, and in my book, you make everything at WBUR better for us and for WBUR listeners. I would not have lasted this long without you, so I thank you. And starting now, since I'm also looking at Margaret Lowe, our CEO, I'm lobbying for raises for all of you. I hope that makes her nervous. So, as I leave the Morning Edition studio, I think the most appropriate thing I can say is this. The news continues with the BBC next, then On Point with Megna, then Here and Now with Robin, and then this afternoon, ATC with Lisa. It's 9:01. This is WBUR.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet. Some trails are happy ones, others are blue. It's the way you ride that trail that counts. Here's a happy one for you. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails. About the clouds if we're together. Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails.